Hey y'all, this podcast contains potentially disturbing content. Our show includes graphic references to topics such as sexual abuse, self-harm, violence, eating disorders, explicit language, and sexual acts. Listener discretion is advised. This show is for mature audiences only.
Good morning and slay. Slay all day, bitch, because you're listening to the Queer LBC Podcast. I'm Nino, local construction daddy and podcast baddie. My pronouns are he, him. Thank you for asking. I have with me here my fabulous cohorts.
Hey, y'all. Christoph here, your city top liaison. My pronouns are he, him, and that motherfucker.
Dr. Mikey here, your professional chismoso. Tell me all your secrets. My pronouns are he, she, all of them.
So what do you got for us today, Nino?
Oh, you know, just some quick tea and queer events, quick tea and queer events, quick tea and queer events, quick tea and queer events,
Take a sip.
Take a sip, you big stupid bitch. All right, so this is the quick tea and the queer events. This is where we get into the L, G, B, and the T of it all. Sometimes we get a little Q too, if you know what I mean.
Oh, you know what you mean, girl. So what are these queens talking about today this week?
Today in trans. Sacramento unanimously voted to become a trans sanctuary city. Also in trans man declared factually innocent after being beaten and jailed by LA police officer. Also in trans, full autopsy report released for trans teen next Benedict. Today in transphobia, South LA trans woman murdered, LAPD looking for suspects. Also, Biden will delay updating trans student athlete rules because it's too controversial.
I don't want to do my job.
Also, Kentucky is trying to pass a law limiting free speech after LGBTQ plus activists protested anti-trans legislation. Do any of you know about any of these things?
I have not heard of any of these the last week or so.
I have heard that about this trans man who was beaten by an LA police officer.
Oh.
So I guess I think the story was like he was flipping off the police officer and then the police officer found him and was like stalking him and then I think beat the shit out of him.
So the trans man was, his name is Emmett Brock. He observed a police officer berating a woman during a traffic stop. So as he was passing him, he gave the cop the middle finger as he walked by, leading the police officer followed him and then physically assaulted him. Yeah, so he sustained a concussion after being repeatedly punched in the head and he was held in a woman's jail cell during his detainment.
Really?
Yeah.
So were they like, did the cop know they were trans and that's why they decided to beat them up, or did they beat them up because they were flipping them off?
Quite sure it was probably because he was flipping them off when he seen him berating a woman.
Yeah.
And you know, when cops are triggered by society and question their power, I'm quite sure he got pissed. That's the only thing I can assume.
Yeah, I agree. I think that this cop got like drunk on his power and went after this person. I don't think their transness was the target, but even if it wasn't, like, they did put this individual in a woman's jail and that's not how they identify.
Yeah.
And that's also dangerous to this trans person, to Brock.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's fucking crazy, yo. And then I just looked at, like, so is he still jailed? Brock is, so he's, oh.
No, this happened last year.
Last year.
Yeah, so there was a formal declaration of his innocence from the LA Superior Court. So it was a great deal of symbolic and practical meaning for the case. But there's an ongoing lawsuit against the city. And he's seeking $10,000 in damages for paying and suffering and lost wages. Because he was a teacher, and because of the charges, he lost his job and hasn't been able to find it.
That's crazy. I mean, I don't know. I'm just like, if you flip off a cop, I would just assume that they would beat the shit out of you. Because the way that fucking cops are. Like, I'm always that kind of person who I'm like, don't poke the bear. Because you already know they're going to just kill you.
That's true.
Like, they feel like that's, like, obvious that they are that way. So it's like, why would you tempt fate, I guess? I don't know. That's my vibe, is always like, why would you tempt fate with a cop? Because they're going to kill you.
See, but he also probably felt like he had that white male privilege.
Maybe.
But I also think it's our privilege as American citizens to do that. Like, why can't I flip off a cop when they're abusing their power or call them out? Because even if I probably would have done it calmly, that cop was probably going to react in the same way. I've seen cops get upset when they see other people recording and they try to like maneuver the way around it or try to, and those people get arrested too. So like, there's no perfect way to challenge their authority. So I don't think, like, what threat besides like hurting that cop's ego was harmed, you know, and that's the problem.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not defending the cops.
Oh yeah, no, of course.
But like, I just feel like we're in that fucking, what is it? Cyberpunk world.
Yeah.
They're gonna kill you.
Yeah.
That's also true.
But they're saying Ex Benedict was officially a suicide.
I read about that.
No.
I don't know what to think. Do you think that that's still true?
How do you think? There's no way that you can make me believe that that is true. There's no way in hell.
Yeah, so they're saying it was a suicide based on a combined toxicity of two medications, an antihistamine and an antidepressant. So Maryland's prison center's medical director, Dr. Joshua Keene, indicated that while levels of one of the medications in Nex's body were not dramatically elevated, the levels of the other were within a range compatible with other patients who died from an overdose. The full article reports Nex experienced non-lethal injuries to his head, neck, torso, and limbs from the physical altercation, but he did not sustain a brain injury. The autopsy reports also notes Nex's medical history, which includes bipolar disorder, depression, anxiety, self-harm, and chronic tobacco and marijuana abuse.
But still, we know that this individual was jumped in a bathroom.
Yeah.
So like, even if they have a record of, so they say, abusing tobacco, weed, and on this medication, then I'm quite sure their body is like immune to it. So like, how do you figure that they committed suicide because of all of those?
Yeah.
It says here, Nex endured transphobic bullying for at least a year prior to his death. He told police that three older female students repeatedly beat his head against the floor until he blacked out after he poured water on them. And
yeah.
So you have the person telling you what happened, but no,
that wasn't,
you committed
what that
suicide.
Was.
Yeah. And okay, like, when Nex went to the hospital, they were going because of head pain and headaches. So like, there was brain injury, and this report is not indicating that, which is problematic.
Yeah.
I think it's also kind of like, so I feel like the words are kind of telling. So it says, Dr. Joshua King indicated that while levels of one of the medications in Nex's body were not dramatically elevated, the levels of the other were within a range compatible with other patients who died from an overdose. Not necessarily meaning that this was the fucking actual thing. It just is like,
it's compatible with a motherfucker who said, oh, I'm going to commit suicide, and I'm going to put these drugs together and do it. That was not the case.
And I'm just like, well, which medication was the one that was not raised, and which one was the one that was in the levels? I don't know. I'm pretty sure they probably, like, I mean, did they even like check the head?
I mean, they're supposed to.
Right. I'm quite sure they did a full autopsy if they did their job properly, but I'm quite sure the fuck they didn't.
Yeah. But I'm sure that there's medical records to prove, like, when he went to the hospital, you know, like, there was concussions for sure.
I'm quite sure they threw that original report in the trash and made a new one.
Because it says on a combined toxicity. So what does that mean? That the two drugs together combined created the toxicity, not the elevated levels?
Yeah.
Right.
So, well, it's combined toxicity, yeah.
So if it's like the elevated levels is the reason that they overdosed, then why are you saying it's combined toxicity?
Beast fish. Yeah, I don't like it. And then they also, like, are leaning in on their mental health, right?
Yeah.
And their mental health was not well because they were being bullied and they were facing a lot of transphobia. And if they would have fixed that, then this next would not be suffering from mental health issues.
Right, because it's like, when they say it, they're like, oh, it was suicide. The end. Closed case. Mm-hmm. And it's like, okay, and then...
like, it has a cause, you know? Like,
why did they do that again?
Yeah, yeah. And that's the problem, because people just stop at suicide, but no one looks at the root. It's like, why this individual decide that that was the only option for them?
Yeah, like, why did they kill themselves? They were being fucking beat up at fucking school?
Yeah. Oh, maybe we should fix that.
Right?
And that's the problem, like, yeah.
Could you be charged? Could you charge somebody for somebody's suicide?
I don't think.
Like, so. You're the reason why that person killed themselves?
No.
I don't know if, I don't think a case had ever came up near that, at least that, yeah. I have.
Because I remember there was a case where somebody had like a video, I think, of they were like having gay sex and then they released it online of like that person. And that person like wasn't, obviously didn't consent to it. And that person killed themselves. Like, as a direct, like, result.
Right. Oh, I think I've heard that. But I think, didn't they leave a letter saying there was a direct connection between that and that?
Yeah.
But I think in here, like...
I think, I don't know.
I think the only way that they would be able to go about that is, like, if you tell somebody, like, if you leave a post on somebody's Instagram and say, go kill yourself. And, I mean, that's...
They kill themselves.
Yeah. Right. Then somebody, like, a family could probably go and do a civil case.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, I think the only way they would be able to get like this is to indicate like they had like brain trauma, like that, to connect the what they saw in the autopsy to the beating that happened in the bathroom. So they didn't kind of make that connection.
Yeah. Fucking damn it.
I think that's why we need to like educate kids about like the community, because like we're there and you're just not creating a safe space for everyone to exist.
That's true. Well, at least Sacramento is coming with has voted to become a trans sanctuary city. So 3 cheers for Sacramento, the hometown of Joanne Didon and Greta from that, voted this week to become a trans sanctuary city and a show of support for the LGBTQ plus community. On Tuesday, Sacramento City Council unanimously voted in favor of an ordinance declaring itself a safe haven for the trans community, particularly trans youth seeking gender-affirming health care. The ordinance prevents local law enforcement agencies from complying with out-of-state requests to target trans young people and their families who travel to California to access necessary transition care. Currently, the 23 states have laws on the books fully banning minors from receiving gender-affirming medical treatment, while Arizona's law only appeals to surgery, which is only administered in the rare cases of extreme need. The ordinance states that it's important for the city of Sacramento to be proactive in reiterating our commitment to transgender rights and equal protections for transgender people by declaring ourselves a sanctuary city and a place of safety for transgender people. This resolution would also resolve to ensure the rights of transgender individuals in Sacramento are upheld, it reads. Following this week's vote, California is one of the 11 states to pass SHIELD laws protecting trans youth, trans health care, and executive orders safeguarding gender-affirming medicine have been issued in 3 more. That's go, Sacramento. Got to go ahead and make a visit. But that's good. So they need more. Well, I mean, California can't do it all. We can't be it all.
That'd be cute if there was like, if like the trans people really like migrated and then they had like their own little like trans Chinatown.
In Sacramento?
Yeah. Like trans town. Oh my God, like a trans town. And it's like everybody's trans little community. You know, if you're a fucking failing city and you need fucking residents, just open it up to trans people. They need a place to go. Fucking Florida is not very welcoming.
Mm-mm, no.
You should fly them in for free if you're really serious, Sacramento. Yeah, you should be able to. Yes, I'm just going to throw that out there, Sacramento. You should be able to, like, I don't know, how do you pay for people to, like, migrate?
To, like, relocate?
Relocate from, like, Florida or, like, transphobic states.
They said, well, look, we're giving you the space. Now, get in. Okay, now look.
Dang, we gotta like, always look. Have, what, excess surplus in California?
Please.
The Biden administration will not release the updated Title IX regulations on transgender student athletes until after the election. Really? Pussy. According to multiple anonymous sources, because the issue is now considered too controversial.
AKA, I don't want to ruin my campaign.
Like, what the fuck, you puss? Say it. You're already in genocide. What else could you do? Anyways, since 2021, Biden has promised to update Title IX anti-discrimination regulations on several fronts, including how universities handle cases of sexual assault. In April last year, the administration unveiled a separate proposal that would ban trans blanket prohibitions on trans student athletes, but still allow sport-by-sport rules blocking trans athletes to ensure the fairness in competition. Despite conservative assertions that and league and blah 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 blah. Anyways. Oh, sorry. None of those changes have yet been finalized. While some of the new rules may be finalized in coming weeks, two sources told the Washington Post on Thursday, that the new rules for trans athletes will likely be held up until after the general election on November 5th. After it's finalized, the rule will still need to pass through the Office Management and Budget, which has up to 90 days to review any new regulations. According to one source who is familiar with the administration's thinking, Biden's inner circle made the political decision to not move on the athletics rules change pre-election because it seems to be too much of a hot topic. Really?
Everything's a fucking hot topic.
No yeah. fucking shit. Like, fuck? You're going to just like not tell us about abortion either and just like...
It's like...
Basic human rights and shit. Like, everything is a fucking hot topic and too much to handle.
Yeah. It's also, let me just use fear to get your votes because, like, you know?
Right? Too much of a hot topic. Mm-hmm. Like, also, Israel is too much of a hot topic.
Yeah. I'll put your rights on hold until it's better for me.
Until it cools down.
Right.
Until, like, what the fuck?
Yeah, that's not, like, a representative... You're ignoring a whole community because it's not convenient for you.
Yeah. An official at the Department of Education did not confirm or deny whether the delay was political in nature. No shit. But pointed to the hundreds and thousands of public comments the department has received about the proposal as an explanation. The Biden-Harris administration is committed to ensuring all students are guaranteed an educational environment free from discrimination on the basis of sex, the official told the Post. Even with the crush of public comments, the Biden administration's years-long delays in pushing through its Title IX proposals have even attracted public concern from Democratic legislators. Originally intended to be finalized in May 2023, the administration punted the deadline to October last year, then March, as The Hill noted. Biden's trans athlete proposal itself has been largely unappealing to LGBTQ plus lawmakers and advocates alike. 14 LGBTQ plus legislators signed an open letter to Biden last April following the release of the draft policy, criticizing the president for providing those who seek to deny us our rights a roadmap for how to do so. Biden has often addressed trans youth in speeches claiming to have your backs, backing that up with small wins like funding sex education for trans boys. But movement leaders have increasingly questioned his willingness to make good on that rhetoric more broadly. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. They
Example.
Have. Younger voters have also signaled that Biden must do more to earn their votes, particularly regarding calls for a ceasefire in Gaza. Since October, protesters have interrupted speeches by both President and First Lady to condemn the administration's financial and political support for Israel. No comment. Yeah, that's a big, like, pussy-ass move. How are you just gonna, like, I'm not gonna talk about it, bye. Right. Okay.
So that's really not giving motherfuckers the initiative to vote for your motherfucking ass.
Dude. Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
They, like, if you don't care about me, then I'm just not gonna fucking vote and just see how the coin toss goes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what is this, Bud Light? The fuck?
Yeah. But no, I feel it's more like a fishing, because it's like, oh, like, I'm going to hold off on this because, like, I need to get the votes.
Yeah, he's straddling the fence.
Right. And then now it's like, but I'm going to give you right after I'm done. So, like, he's trying to get these people because he's like, because Trump's not going to give it to you, but I'm going to give it to you as soon as I get my presidency. It's like he's just fishing for votes.
Right.
But it's also like, bitch, like, I don't know. You're lying to somebody.
Mm-hmm.
You're lying to the person if you do give trans people rights. You're lying to the person who voted for you because you weren't.
Right.
And now you're lying to the person who you're trying to sell to, the trans person, if you're even trying to sell to them, because obviously you don't even think that they're worth commenting on. Like, I'm not even going to comment on this demographic of people.
Yeah. Especially when they're, like, facing such a high level of anti-trans laws against them. You know, like, you're not going to speak out against it. You're not going to protect them in some way.
I mean, how's it, like, literally not turning your back on...
Like, yeah, right?
Like, bye!
Yeah.
Fuck.
And he's not just doing it on the trans people, y'all.
So I did not vote for her in the primary.
I didn't either.
November's going to be fucking wild. And November going to be here before we know it.
It's been a very quiet, like, election season.
Yeah, because there's so much fucking...
chaos?
Right. So much fucking chaos in the fucking world. It's just like, where the fuck do I turn?
Like, Trump over here can't even fucking pay his fucking electricity bill. So he's trying to fucking run.
I can't.
You gonna run the country?
Right.
Biden.
Biden can't, don't know if he going left or right. So right? It's just like, what the fuck? That's when my girl Judge Judy, she should have just got on the ballot. I say that all the time.
You can't, like, not have an opinion, Biden. How do you not have an opinion?
Mm-mm.
That doesn't make sense.
You have an opinion when he wins. When
right.
He,
right.
Exactly.
I'll get you, wink. That's like literally the Democrats in a nutshell. I'll promise it to you once I win. Don't worry. But I'm not even going to do anything about it. Fucking dick.
They're toxic. You're abusive. Like, legit.
I want Obama back.
No, they can keep Obama too.
Need somebody new to shake shit up. Like I said before, like, we need a public servant.
I'm done with Democrats. Not a
motherfucking politician.
I vote for you.
Well, shit, put me on the ballot.
Down, right in.
Ay, yay, yay. But did y'all hear about that South LA trans woman being murdered? I did not even hear about this, but a trans woman believed to be in her early 20s was murdered in early morning of March 21st near the corner of West 70th and Figueroa Streets, the latest in what appears to be a string of slayings of sex workers in the area. The LAPD are looking for information and have not yet made any arrests. The LAPD responded to a call around 4:20 a.m. and found the victim suffering a gunshot wound to the back of the head. She was taken to the hospital where she was pronounced dead. 2 days earlier, officers had responded to a call around 8:50 p.m. on Hoover Street between Slauson and West 59th, where they found a woman who had been killed by a gunshot. Police believe both women were shot with a 9mm firearm. Police believe both women were engaged in sex work, but have not released any information identifying them. The LA Times reported that surveillance footage captured near the scene of March 21st murder showed a person dragging the victim's body out of a light color sedan next to the parking lot of a high school before driving off. Police speculated that the victim was shot in the car after a sexual encounter that went wrong. The area is known as a place where sex workers are picked up by clients who drive to nearby motels on Figueroa. The LA Times noted that that another 25-year-old sex worker was killed on nearby Western Avenue in February when someone in a vehicle fired a gun at the corner she was standing on. Another man was shot in the same incident, but he survived. LAPD does not consider this event to be linked to other two murders. LAPD are asking anyone with information to come forward, according to Rob Celerino, who is a writer for LA Times. That's fucking crazy, yo. Like, but like, you would think that they would monitor that area more often, but then that will fuck up sex work.
You know what I'm saying? I feel like they know, and they just don't, right? I feel like things are known.
Yeah, that area is known for that.
If they wanted to, like, be in that area, they would, right? The cops?
Right.
But they're not.
That's true. But then also, like, because if the cops is there, motherfuckers ain't gonna come. And so then it's fucking up their work. Like, motherfuckers gotta eat too. But it's also like, shit, when this is going on, like, because I always support the arts and sex work and things of that nature. But then, like, when motherfuckers, like, if you can't, why?
Yeah.
Why is you killing motherfuckers, dude? Like, that's fucking crazy.
Yeah. I mean, I think we need to decriminalize, like, sex work. And I think we need, like, create, like, safe places where people can do it, because we're not going to stop it.
Yeah.
That's true.
But, you know, if people don't have the sex work, maybe we can have, like social networks or social support services that can give people help and assistance.
Maybe they had to come up with a buddy. Start protecting yourselves out there. Mm-hmm. Fucking y'all carry y'all 9mm and y'all fucking tasers and shit. I'm quite sure they are, but like, shit, like, where you gonna put it?
Not.
Because I've seen some of the motherfuckers walk down mm-hmm. Figueroa. Them nothing.
What?
Like, they don't, like, there's really no clothes on. So, like, where you just gonna be strapped up with a fucking 9mm in your bra?
Well, all the time I've spent in LA, I've never seen prostitutes.
What?
I swear. But I also don't look at girls that way. I think if I seen like a girl.
But if you go down Figueroa, there's no way that you can.
I don't know. I've never.
Nina's probably like, oh, they're going to the club. They're cute.
Right. And it's,
yeah.
And it's 1 p.m. in the afternoon and shit. Where are you going?
Yeah, you look cute. Let's follow them.
Let's go in. Probably be in the same shit.
And that's how Nino bought a hooker once.
God.
But
I've never seen
him. But yeah, that's very sad and really unfortunate.
Wait, did we talk about Kentucky is trying to pass a law limiting free speech after LGBTQ activists protest anti-trans legislation?
We did not.
So Kentucky aims to crack down on public demonstrations following a protest by LGBTQ activists at the state capitol. If made law, House Bill 626 would target disorderly or disruptive conduct on the capitol by cracking down on what it terms as interference with the legislation proceeding. According to the bill text, individuals have committed a criminal act of interference with the legislative proceeding in the first degree when he or she knowingly engages and conspires to engage in or facilitates another person engaging in disorderly or disruptive conduct in any legislative building.
What?
Right. That makes no fucking sense. So what did I leave off at? Convictions would result in a misdemeanor on the first offense and a Class D felony on subsequent infractions, resulting in 1 to 5 years imprisonment. Advocates have warned that the bill could potentially have a chilling effect on free speech, as legislation vaguely wording means that the law enforcement officially could apply it extremely broadly. Mm-hmm. People could be arrested for simply expressing their opinions to legislators. A representative from the ACLU of Kentucky told at AP News, hinting that it could shut down virtually all protests at the state capitol building. The legislation was introduced a year after LGBTQ plus activists were arrested following a protest of anti-trans legislation at the Capitol in 2023. Last year, Kentucky passed on an omnibus bill banning trans youth medical care, limiting LGBTQ plus education in schools, and restricting the bathrooms that trans students can use on K-12 campuses. Groups have said that HB 626 would prevent LGBTQ plus community members from making themselves heard in the future. When lawmakers are willingly stripping away civil rights, what other avenues do Kentuckians have but to protest their actions?
Exactly.
Chris Hartman, executive director of the Kentucky Fairness Campaign. I was like, you can't, like, so I can't tell you that what you're fucking trying to pass is not good for me.
Mm-hmm. No.
It's like bullshit.
I'm like,
it's
that
like
makes,
just literally bullshit.
Yeah.
But then again, like, what if one of your coworkers do it? Now, what if a motherfucking another legislator in the motherfucking office, they can't, like, oh, is it just because I'm a resident now I can get charged? Or can the two motherfuckers on different sides of the bill do it?
It's whoever they want to charge.
Yeah.
Right. And they know they ain't going to charge them. They just going to charge residents or the people that's in support of.
Yeah.
Or people from the LGBTQ plus community versus the ones that are anti.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
So is this.
Yeah.
It's bullshit. You can't do that.
Yeah. But they're going to try because they're getting sick and tired of, like, because all that's getting, like, caught on video and it goes viral. Like, I've seen a lot of, like, protests interrupt, like, was it Clinton and just everywhere, and like that, like, people eat that up, and it's so important. Like, that type of protest is so important because, like, otherwise we're not going to get heard. And obviously, this is in the response because people are going and asking for a ceasefire against Palestine. So this is another way to downplay or take away our voices about, you know, helping Palestine and stopping the genocide.
Yeah. And then they know that people are getting in busloads and going to these capitals to make their fucking voice heard. And now they trying to hit them with misdemeanors on the first hit and Class D felonies.
I thought this was America where you could have
So where's my right? Where's free speech?
Nope.
Not in Kentucky, I guess.
No free speech. You cannot tell me how to rule this country. It's my choice. The fuck? Yeah, it's just like they all just like they do what they want personally. It has nothing to do with how anyone votes. The fuck?
We need to change like this whole fucking legal, like
need new government.
Like we need new, like that shit barely worked in the motherfucking fucking 1800s. Like now we're in fucking 2023. Like we need to upgrade all this shit.
A new world order.
Oh, right.
Wrong. That's not the right thing.
We need to total recall this motherfucking shit. Ay, ay, ay.
Just target us right now.
Was that it for the quick tea?
That's fucking it for the fucking
tea. Yeah. All
right, well, let's go ahead and take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Bloop.
Hey, y'all. Christoph here. And we at the Queer LBC just want to say thank you again for all your love and support. But we also wanted to let you know that you can hit that like button, boo. But we really, really, really do appreciate a 5-star review on Apple and Spotify podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts at. You can also follow us on Instagram at QueerLBC to get updates on the shows and more. Also, shit, tell a friend about us. Get the word out. You know, we your favorite LGBTQ plus podcast in the LBC, baby.
And we're back. So today, I wanted to talk about, obviously, Beyonce, Act 2, Cowboy Carter. And to help us talk about this, we have our former podcast host, Guy, and also Beyonce Stan, to talk about this subject.
Hello, Long Beach.
This national...
Welcome back. Welcome, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
This national moment in historical... history.
I know.
So, thoughts?
Well, I hope everybody listened to this album.
It dropped, right.
Oh, yeah.
Dropped on Friday, 329, Act 2 of her 3-part trilogy album project, Cowboy Carter. Okay. I listened to it at 9 o'clock, soon as that bitch dropped. I didn't skip no songs, listened to every single song all the way through, and I was pleasantly surprised. Because I hate when artists, like just in general, like when an artist releases a single from an album, and then like the single is like really good, and then like you don't know what the fuck the album is going to be. And then like after hearing those two singles, I feel like it didn't give any kind of like...
Didn't prepare you?
Like...
And it give you a vibe of what you think the album was going
to
be.
At all. Like, from what, like, Texas Hold'em and 16 Carriages. And then, like, from what this shit is, I'm like, what the fuck? This bitch, like, insane. Insane. I love it.
To the membrane.
Christoph, first thoughts?
I mean, I pretty much did the same thing. I fucking loved it. But also, Beyonce can't do no wrong in my eyes. I've been listening to her since 99. So... But no, the album was just like, it flowed like good as fuck. Like every song is a bop. Now I didn't realize that like, cause it looked like all the songs that's over 2 minutes are the bangers. Yeah. Cause it looked like there's a Levi, the one she did with Miley and—
Oh, Post Malone.
And Post Malone.
Oh yeah.
That's over 4 minutes. It's, and then I think, well, Spaghetti is over like two. Yaya is over 4 minutes.
This and is like Honey Buckin.
Oh, Honey Smoke and Buckin.
Sweet
and
that Honey one, Buckin.
Sweet
and
Honey
that's
Buckin.
What a feature artist too is Shaboozy.
Shaboozy.
Man, I was like, those motherfuckers right there.
That's a good one too.
Yeah. Oh, like this motherfucking album is like chef's kiss to me.
You know what I always wonder? Oh, sorry, go ahead. I'm just like so excited. I love Beyonce.
First thoughts, Doctor.
Yeah, I listened to it when it first dropped too. And it was at first when I saw the track, I'm like, 27 tracks. I'm like, okay, let's go do some dedication, but okay, I'm down for this. And so I was vibing. I was like, okay, it was like really cool, like very vibey country. And then like just like songs hit and it was like Jolene. I was waiting excited for that one. And then like Spaghetti hit and it was just like so different. And then like yeah. It was just like, it was a fucking journey. And it just got like more vibier and more outrageous and more just like sonically beautiful as it went on. Like it was like, I really like this album.
Well, I heard the first two singles first. And then I heard 16 Carriages and I was like, oh, this is really like well produced. And then I heard Texas Hold'em and I was like, okay.
Like, oh,
that one. It's funny because I literally was just talking to my coworker about how much I hate country music, like not even a week before she like announced that she's a country album. And then I became literally that meme where it's like, oh, now I like country.
And then, like, also, she said it's not a country album.
Yeah.
Which I think
it's a Beyonce album.
I guess. See, I don't know like the actual history like of like original like country sounds, but like according to like all these like takes on like Twitter and shit, like I guess in a way it's kind of like country, but then like some of the like the sounds are insane. Like I want to know, like, you as the artist, like how do you know, like how the fuck do they put this shit together? Like
she probably has like a lot of mood boards, like sound mood boards,
like. And then it's like, okay, like you put it together, but then imagine it's only you and like, you know, your producer, your engineer, whatever, like making the album. And then like, you know, y'all like it, but then like, how do you like, and then you like hoping, obviously you want the people to like it, but then it's like, I wonder like, how the fuck, cause like literally like,
how do you
like,
make something good?
Yeah, it's like how, like who is like, who does quality assurance on this? Who like checks it and makes sure like, okay, you can release that.
My question was Blue. Blue's like, okay, this gets the vibe check, so you can put this out, mommy.
But I know like the record label, I know they, do they still do that? Because you know like how like they record so much music and then the record label's like, no, this is a yes, this is a no, blah, blah, blah. And then they like kind of like put the album together from there. But I wonder, is she at that level where like, this is what's going on the motherfucking album?
Yeah. Well, didn't she, well, this album has been done for like 5 years, right? That's what I'm hearing. And so I heard she was making like additions and edits even up to the day before, or like very recently, because didn't one song get recorded with Miley?
Yeah. And even Black Birds, because the girl tweeted on February 29th of this year, oh, I want to work with Beyonce. And Beyonce had already announced that the album was coming out. Mm-hmm. So that means she must have, I mean, obviously edited it and like added whatever the fuck. Because even on the vinyl, there's not all 27 songs.
I don't know, because I feel like it depends on the artist. You find out that information, like you find that information out like late sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Like because what? It's like they don't want to tell you what songs weren't on there, because then you're going to be checking like, oh, I want to hear these songs now.
Oh, yeah.
And like, release the fucking songs. And then it's like, I didn't want them out, bitch. That's why I'm not telling you. So
that's what I heard that, a lot of them do. Like they'll, well, especially her, like, because the guy, who was it? The guy, one of the producers that worked with her, they said they did this album first, and he thought that she was going to release it, and she didn't. And he's like, what the fuck? And then she was like, we're going to keep making music. And then she came up with Renaissance. And he was like, but this album is so good.
Just save it for later.
But then, like, I guess she worked with, like, artists, and, like, don't tell them anything. Like, the girl, Rhiannon Giddens, that played the banjo on 16 Carriages, or Texas Hold'em, one of them. She was just like, oh, yeah, her team hit me up and was just like, oh, come play your instruments. And she's like, I didn't know what the fuck. I was just like, what is this for? They're like, don't worry about it. Just,
like, just do it.
play some tunes for us. And she's like, they took care of me, paid me. And that was it. And she was like, that was in 2019. And
damn.
She said when, after it dropped on the Super Bowl day, she's like, wait, what the fuck? That's me. And I guess she don't even tell the people, like, nothing.
It's like you find out when everybody else find out.
Dang. I guess she give you your flowers after, like, once like we release it, then okay, I'll send y'all some flowers and be like, thanks for all your hard work.
I listened to it fucked up because my boyfriend kept wanting to like throw it at me, like everything that he was getting. So he threw like Jolene at me before like I got to like listen to everything.
Well, no, you gotta do it in order, girl.
Exactly.
In
order. So then, and then he kept like throwing other songs at me that I wasn't like trying to find it because I was waiting
right
to like listen to it like at like a whole. But yeah. Then he just kept throwing more songs. I'm like, oh my God, can you stop? I'm like,
you gotta get the story like from start to finish.
You have to listen to it in order.
So then I did listen to it in order finally. But it took a long time because then I had to like cut it in half and then I had to save the other half for like another like long time that I had to like be alone to listen to it.
Oh, I'm like, wait, okay. What?
I was like, what the fuck happened? Why you had to cut
it in half?
Because
I was like walking the dog when I was listening to it for like the first half and I was like, okay, now I got to stop and have to go somewhere and then I had to like play the other half and then I was fucked up. Anyways. But yes, I thought it was a very like well thought out journey through American music. And it was not a country album, but like an American music album where she like went through like all the genres that are like sounds.
Oh, okay. I didn't even think about it like that.
That are like very thoroughly American and like redefining the country, the genre of country, not as country music, because country music is like predominantly white and only white and been like very guarded as white. So expanding the idea from it being country music to being American music and really engulfing all different kind of like styles. So like she has like lots of South, like Southern music, like Southern rap styles. She has like just like Motown sounds, like American, like psychedelic sound, like a lot of like 60s and 70s sounds, like funk, all that kind of stuff. So like, because like country music really does keep out black artists. So it's like, she's opening up the entire genre. She's bending genres. And it's like, it's so funny because it's like, she is really showing us what white people are not doing with country music. Like, you could have gone here, there, here, everywhere. You could have done all this, like done all this interesting.
She put all this shit in one album. This is how you do it.
But these white people, they do the same old fucking song and dance every fucking goddamn time.
But see, like, like, I think musically, like, she's like a genius. Like I feel like because she's somebody that like someone that like studies like the history of like music and like everything and like whatever she does in her like work, like you can tell that through like the project, which is why it's like so cohesive, but like also it's like, what the fuck? Like, who would have, like the one song Daughters, like bitches singing like country tune sounds and then in the middle of the song starts singing in Italian opera, like who does that? She's and then everywhere. Come to find out that song is directly related to Italian country, which is the next song, Spaghetti. When does she have time to do this? Like, what is she like,
what crack is she smoking?
Yes, like what is she doing? Like, does she like get on her laptop and like what the fuck? I would just want to like,
this is my crap. Did she say this is what I do?
I want to see like the behind the scenes, like I want to see like a making like
of the album, yeah.
Yes, like from start to finish, like
she's just a G.
What did you pull inspiration? Like, we know where you pull inspiration, but like how long did it take you to come up with like this concept and then to like however many people like worked on this album? Like, how the fuck and like did you like pull this together?
He's just
like amazed. That's just like what's like insane to me, because I'm just like, oh my God, like this bitch is like doing it. But I feel like no one, which is why artists can't like, are not like her, like why she's such like a global and like just the highest of the celebrities and like just like her world. And then also musically is because she's like so fucking good at her craft. And it's like not one thing is the same. It's just like very different. And then like she just like, Steady raising the bar.
Yeah.
And it's like, who else is doing that?
Right. Somebody, I see the meme or some shit, was like, oh, like, how you going to knock yourself out of spot one for a spot two with all of you? Like, all of her songs is in
like
charting. The top 26, right?
Yeah,
right.
All of her, all the entire fucking album, they're charting.
Fucking Texas Hold'em. I'm like, no bitch in country music today could get that kind of, like, TikTok type hype around their song like that. Like, Beyonce is the only buddy.
Oh, yeah.
The only person who would get that.
Motherfuckers came out with a line dance, what, 15 minutes later?
Everybody has, everybody's doing a fucking something with her fucking song. And it's like, no country bitches are doing that. No one is. And she just, like, walked into it and was just like, boom.
And then she was, like, number one, the, whatever, Billboard with a country song.
Mm-hmm.
Number one. Mm-hmm. On the regular, the global, whatever top list and the country list.
All the billboards across the board.
Yeah, like, what the fuck? She's
fucking
so,
shit up.
She's so good. Like, I just, now I'm, like, really anticipating, like, the third album and, like, what it's going to be. And then also, like, even how she's even going to promote it, because it's, like, you announced this at the Super Bowl, which is, like, the biggest, like, platform ever.
Mm-hmm.
What is she doing this shit? Like, because the Grammys coming up. She's like, you know what? I'm about to give you motherfuckers all this shit because I'm done. I'm
Wait,
tired.
Do y'all think, okay, do y'all think she's going to win Album of the Year for this next year?
I mean, she's constantly getting snubbed no matter what. So.
Yeah. But do you?
I think she deserves it.
But, like, for this, okay, comparing it to Renaissance in this, which one do you think is better? And then,
I mean, this one is like, what is it? Like, textbook better.
I feel like, I don't know. It's just like so top tier to me. Like, I don't know. I think maybe because, like, maybe it's like sounds that I never heard. And, like, I don't know. Like, she, like, made them, like, sound, like, really good.
You
want
to know what? It reminds me of, like, when she first came out and shit. Like, Beyonce used to always have that type of style of, like, taking you on, like, a journey on one song, and then, like, it's a whole different vibe on another song.
Yeah.
But also, in that song, she's taking you on multiple rides. And I feel like this is what that album did, because she just, like, once you get used to that tone or her delivery, then she, like, switch it up into some other shit. Like, most of all the songs are like that. Like, even when she busted out with Post Malone, like, even when he came in, you can hear a drop of, like, just a different energy. And I was like, damn, it's like, she didn't change the beat, but it felt different.
My favorite song is Bodyguard.
Oh, that one's so good, too.
And I feel like it's the one Beyonce song that doesn't sound like a Beyonce song. And, like, the way that, like, every Beyonce song you listen to, it's, like, overwhelmingly Beyonce, if that makes any sense.
No, yeah, that is.
But, like, I feel like this one is, like, more low-key. And, like, if you heard it somewhere, like, you wouldn't immediately know that was just, like, Beyonce.
Mm.
Yeah, like, this sounds like a soundtrack song.
But also, maybe it's the, like, the actual music. Because, like, that whatever, that sound is, like...
the first vocal in that song, I'm like, who is this white girl vocal? And I'm just like, because that's what I want to know. I'm like, who did that vocal? Because it sounds like some kind of white girl. But so, I'm like...
Everybody thought it was Taylor Swift.
Is it?
No, because her president of her company said, Taylor Swift is not on this album.
She doesn't sound like that.
Yet. But everybody thought... So everybody's looking for the credits because they was like, oh, Taylor Swift did the background vocals on Bodyguard. And I'm like, I fucking doubt it, like, that she did that.
No.
It, like, sounds like just, like, some random white girl, though.
Or it might be her.
Or it might be Taylor Swift. Or I don't think so.
No, it's not. The president said no.
He said no.
No. But, I really like Bodyguard, though. That's my favorite one. And then I really liked American Requiem because it was, like, giving, like, those 70, like, vibe, like, twangy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, wow, wow.
But I think it's her probably on the background. I think it's just the way she sings, how she can, like, make herself sound different. Like, on the Yaya, how, like, she's just, like, singing in that, like, very airy, like, hello, ladies. And then, like, the way she's, like, how she sings, and then she's, like, growling, like, 2 seconds later, and then sounding like a fucking man, like, 3 seconds after that. So I think it's the way she, like, sings a song, which can make her sound different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah.
Because we know the bitch always sings background for her own self.
Yeah.
If you ever noticed that, all her, like, albums mostly is, like, she does all the background vocals.
I like Yaya a lot.
Yeah, sure. Yaya was good. It was fun.
But I'm not going to sleep. Like, even when the interludes with Willie and Dolly, like, even though that was like a couple of seconds, I was like, damn, that's even cool that these motherfuckers did that.
Yeah, I love the little.
Yeah.
Little let's Willie get a smoke lighter. Hour.
Come on, Cowboy Carter. Let's burn this juke joint up.
I definitely felt like that was, like, Beyonce lubing up white people.
trying to get their get their votes in. Yeah.
She's like, your grandpa likes me.
But also, you got to remember, she grew up listening to them motherfuckers.
The only thing that I hate is that, like, every time, like, any of these old people speak on this album, it literally sounds like they're reading, like, a script. And I'm like, ugh, they sound poor. Like...
Do they?
Like, Dolly's like, hey, honey bee, it's me, Dolly P. And I just wanted to say it's a hair of a different color. Yep, that's me. Everyone's favorite, Dolly Parton. And then Willie Nelson kind of sounds very like...
He sounded like he was aged. High or some shit.
I actually liked his. It sounded very like casual.
Yeah.
Like it sounded like stoned. Legit.
Yeah, right? He's just letting it flow.
So if you don't like this shit, then go find a jukebox, bitch. Thank you.
I love
Beyonce's up next.
No, I liked those skits. Those mm-hmm, like transition right. skits. I like the O Louisiana like music.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
5 seconds long.
Mm-hmm.
But I like the Linda Martell one too.
Yeah, and she's also like doing that educating, right? Like, who knew of Linda Martell? You know, now
exactly
people get to learn. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And then even with the cover album, she was like, "That horse is," I forgot the name of it.
Chardonnay
is well, that's the name of the horse, but it's a breed of a horse.
Oh yeah, they
and but they're born all, black they're and then turn white, black oh. and spotted, you know, with black, you know, within their skin, But then they turn white, and that's somebody was saying like, "Oh, that's how she. That's how they. That's what they did with country music."
Oh, I mean, because it was black. I mean, it is.
But yeah, it's just a lot of.
When I listened to it, I had to watch the lyrics while I was listening because I wanted to like.
Me too.
Read it. I wanted to see like and like understand what she was saying like
mm-hmm.
all the way through.
I agree. I did the same thing pre-song.
Somebody else in my apartment was blasting it. Like, what the fuck? Who's listening to Beyonce besides us? I guess everybody else.
I think the whole fucking world was
yeah.
on.
Yeah.
The Blackbird song is cute if, like, I don't know, you're singing a lullaby to a child. I don't really...
No, I think, I mean, the message itself is cute, but also I wish it was... See, not just, this is why I think that she's going to do something different with all the black females that's in the country that's on that album, because they all... harmonize and only one person.
Tanner was the one singing, and then the other three were harmonizing.
Right.
Well, because no, first, it was Beyonce.
They was all harmonizing, but I think only one had a snippet of a verse. Even if that probably was Beyonce. She probably
no, I think it was Tanner Adele. So Beyonce started singing first. She sang the first, like, whatever verse, and then Tanner Adele came in second and sang the same verse again, and then they started all singing together.
Oh.
Which I thought, when I saw all those names, I thought everybody was going to get a chance to sing separately.
That's what I thought, too.
Only the Tanner girl, which is why it says, like, featuring Tanner Adele. But you don't see the rest of those names on, like, the track listing.
Mm.
They're on there, but they all are just, like, harmonizing with them. Which I was like, oh, I thought everybody was going to get a chance to shine. You could have sang this verse 5 times. I would have still listened. Sing it over and over and over. Come on.
I liked Alligator Tears. That was a cute one.
I mean, that was a good one.
I mean, they all go in like how.
I mean, that's also true.
Like, I'm sorry, but I don't think that Miley was even needed for that song.
What?
It's
I felt like that was like such like a throwaway song.
Oh, that one. But that one is so good. Everybody likes that song. That song
together
is good.
And night.
Why? I don't care. I'm just like.
I think I was because like
everyone loves it.
I was actually like super happy. I was like, "Oh my god, what the fuck!" Like, not Miss Mama is collaborating with everybody mm-hmm. on this album. I love that.
But you know what? Because we ain't seen Beyonce do a collab in years.
Exactly.
Like, she don't sing with motherfuckers on her album.
She don't need to.
It's funny though because it's like a very heavily white album. Like the people she has are all like a lot of white people on here.
It's only two.
Well, Miley Cyrus and Dolly Parton and Willie Nelson is white. And what's his name? Post Malone is white.
And then the four black girls.
And two black guys.
But I mean, I feel like that's still like a lot of white people in one Beyonce album.
I mean, but you gotta, I mean, that's true.
Which is, I mean, it makes sense obviously because it's a country album. It's dominated by white people.
But I wonder how do you choose who like which white to pick?
Right.
Which like you know?
It was funny because like
Allies,
yeah.
Well shit, but though I feel like I seen the something on TikTok where somebody was like, well, Beyonce ain't doing that but what white people have done to black people. Like when Miley was in her hip hop era
and
then turned her backs
Well, I know Dolly Parton and Miley Cyrus are like connected.
Yeah.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
So that was a probably two for like one two package.
Because they both from Tennessee. But that whole thing about how black people did to white, they said, and she, look, she put them all next to each other on the album. Back to back.
Right. It's just like, all right, enough of that.
But I don't know. I really like the Miley song.
I like, it's like too.
It sounds really good.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody said, not her bringing out Hannah Montana.
I liked Sweet Honey Buckin'.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I mean, so River Dance.
I heard that Sweet Honey Buckin' is supposed to be three different songs in one. Because sounds if you like listen, it. It's so long. If you listen to like the beats,
yeah, it
changes.
Yeah.
Which I didn't like get that until mm-hmm. somebody's like, oh, it's like three songs in one. I was like, mm-hmm. oh. I like the bucket because that's mm-hmm. the
that's a
bucket. Whoa!
I feel like she should have got
look
like
at that horse. Look at that horse. Look at that horse.
I feel like she should have got like a more country person to do the Levi Jeans song instead of Post Malone.
No,
he sounded good.
I mean, he sounded right. good.
Is he a singer or a rapper?
He's like
a person.
Like me, I'm okay. a singer. Like that.
No.
Oh, he can actually sing.
He can actually sing.
He can sing.
I mean, he does.
But this is the first time, like, because he usually put auto-tunes on. It's almost like how T-Pain can sing, but he do auto-tune.
I think he's like a self-identified rapper, but can sing on demand.
Oh, okay.
Somebody was like,
she must have him drinking green tea and lube. Right. No smoking today.
That shit was crazy. I've seen something on TikTok. It was like, Beyonce made Post Malone take a shower. Now he's sound clean. Like, <what? laughs> But no, that song was... But if you had to pick a country, well, you don't probably listen to country, but I was like, what other country person would you put on there?
Because they probably all hate her, so who are we going to pick?
Exactly, right?
Right.
They all, like, racist.
Do Miranda Lambert like her? I feel like she likes her.
Oh, I don't know.
Because she posted her on her Insta story and said, I'm listening to Beyonce all day today.
It was funny hearing all those, like, theories of who was they think was going to be on the album. Like, Lady Gaga.
Oh, yeah.
Because of the fucking taxi and shit and all that.
Okay. So somebody said, I saw a theory. If you listen to the beginning of the song with Miley Cyrus and Telephone with Beyonce, it's the same intro sound.
You know what? I heard it. Like,
that,
but then she didn't show up.
I guess not. I'm here, honeybee.
Unless that's going to probably be
she's
a remix.
Like, we don't need to do the song. You heard the sound. That
so,
was
like,
a
if
nod
you
to
listen
you.
To both of those songs, they have the same, that little. It's the same with the Miley Cyrus song.
Huh. Hello, hello, baby.
You called, I can't hear a thing.
But what else?
Have y'all listened to them, like, together in the role like Renaissance and Cowboy Carter?
they link up, girl.
Wait, what?
Which way? I've heard it both ways.
Amen. At the end of it, it turns into these motherfuckers ain't stopping me.
Really?
It turns into Renaissance because Cowboy was supposed to come out first.
Mm-hmm.
Gasp.
But she said it was too heavy and too sad and it was a pandemic and she wanted people to have fun. So that's why she didn't release it, and the people were mad, like, what the fuck, we made this album, girl? I thought you was going to drop it. And she said, mm-mm.
I mean, I feel like we were already, like, post-pandemic by the time that Renaissance
people were still mad, though.
I mean, but, like, I feel like, but I feel like this album did, like,
boost motherfuckers up. Because I feel like she came out with this, people wouldn't have probably reacted the same.
You're right.
With Renaissance.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I feel like if she would have came out with this first people would have been hating.
We needed to get
secondly, I mean, people hating anyway, but it's like, you gonna come out with this? Like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah, this is sad shit.
But also, it probably would have been a banger. It's not like all of those Renaissance was more like club and people being out.
Yeah, mm-hmm. like having a good time.
Right. I feel
feeding
like
this the gays.
Right. I feel like she was like, this is having people think. I don't want motherfuckers to think quite yet.
And then the tour was so fucking good. Like, oh my God, like.
I wonder if she did all of them and set up everything. Like her
that's what I want to know. So if the theories are right and this bitch announces a tour on Friday, that means that this tour is already done because it was supposed to come out first. You know?
Yeah.
What if she... Oh my God, I'm gonna die if she has a tour for this. Or maybe like, if she does like, what do you call it? A residency? I feel like that would be cute.
In Vegas?
At the Sphere.
I heard that failed through. Because I heard she was asking them to fund the whole fucking thing.
She's like, I'm about to use my money for this.
Because I guess the Sphere is like losing money.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I don't know. You know how the reports come out. And like, Beyonce's in talk with the Sphere. And then they said it fell through because I guess she wanted like $10 or $15 million up front. Like, to do the whole production.
Oh shit.
And like, I don't know what happened. They must have got no money.
A lot of people are hating on the Sphere.
I never been. I mean, I feel like it would be cute, like for like just like a residency.
Mm-hmm.
Because like,
I don't see the problem with the giant Sphere.
But also like, I feel like her like tour and like dancing is like such a big like part of like who she is. Is that stage even big up in there? Like,
well, I feel like the whole idea of a Vegas residency also means that you're like over
chilling.
Like, right, yeah, you hit
like
a vibe. You're
not doing anything anyways. So it's like she's obviously on the height of her career.
I feel like she's barely peaking.
Mm-hmm.
Especially since the Sphere has such like not such hot notoriety to begin with.
Yeah.
Like she's not like gonna be shelling out her own money to be performing at like a place that needs
that needs her,
yeah.
But yeah, I feel like she's barely peaking. Like, especially with this album, it's like, oh my god,
mm-hmm.
What else do you think she got locked up in her fucking computer? Can we hack her iCloud?
Right, I think that laptop is worth so much motherfucking money. Because now that I think about it, I don't know if you guys watched the visuals of like when you played the album, like it was different than Renaissance because she had a lot of visuals within it, because Renaissance was just straight black with the words.
I really liked Yeah, because it was a very like Boots Are Made for Walking. I was feeling that. I like Spaghetti. I thought it was really fun and cool. I love the change up with Jolene, how she like rewrote it and kind of like put like her own spin. That was cool.
Her feminist twist.
Yeah. I liked Riverdance.
Bounce on it. So
that gave me like what's the one off of Renaissance? Schoolgirl.
Mm. Oh, Church Girl.
Yeah, Church Girl. Oh. It gave me that vibe.
Huh.
Do you have any critiques of this album? No, not really.
Not at all.
I mean, I guess the one of me talking shit about the old people.
I thought I would, but I'm surprised like everything was just like
It flowed perfectly to me. Shit.
I think it's just like the new sound from her, which made me like really excited. Or like liked it even more, like, oh my god, like this is like crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Just something you didn't expect from her.
Yeah, like never, I would not have expected like her to
go this route
at all.
Like if you think about like young Beyonce.
Right, when she was younger, she had that one tone and she wasn't getting out of that motherfucker.
Uh-huh. It was like she was just kind of like, no, you that's a young R&B singer.
Right.
And that's all she'll ever be.
Mm-hmm.
And she's not going to be important to music, and she's just gonna be forget about her.
No, that's what the motherfucking record label wanted. They, you know, them record labels. She was like, you know, it was crazy. I can't wait, because I'm gonna show you bitches what.
Not her keeping Sony alive, and they like how you talk shit about your own artists. She's like, my record label told me I ain't have no number ones. I had 10. Like, shouldn't you be supporting your artist? And it's now look at her.
I mean, damn. She must have had to like really fight
them,
like.
Oh yeah,
the way that she's like evolved like so much.
Mm-hmm.
So I saw an interview with Kendi Burris from Atlanta Housewives. She said when Beyonce first came out, when she was going to release Dangerously in Love, that she was actually doing like a jazzy kind of album, and the whole thing got scrapped. And it was like no. Mm. And then she came out because it was supposed to. That's what it was. It was supposed to like go along with that movie she was in, Austin Powers.
Oh.
So it was like a more like jazzy sounding album, and it was just like, trash that.
See,
and
that's probably what that song was supposed to be for.
And then she came out with Dangerously in Love instead, and then obviously it did good, but.
Damn.
Yeah.
Beyonce.
Yaya could have been Austin Powers Gold Member.
Ooh.
What song did she sing for Gold Member? Did she sing a song?
Because I did it for a drag sure performance did. I did.
Is it the Work It Out song?
Yep. Okay. Know you better work it out. Okay. Damn, that's fucking crazy. I mean, I love it. I can't say no wrong.
Yeah,
I play the
like
motherfucker at work. It gets me hyped. Calm me down a little bit, too. It's like,
but I feel like I like it better than Renaissance. Like, I don't know.
I don't
even want to hear Renaissance no more.
Like, past Renaissance.
And you were so on that ship.
Right? I know. Like, she must have put crack in this. Like, she, I don't know what she put in there, but like, I think she got us all like hypnotized or something. Cause like, it's just, I can't wait to get my car back tomorrow talking about I'm about to blast this shit. Bust my fucking speakers out.
Oh my God.
Oh man.
So Yeah.
I think it's interesting how now Jay-Z's getting scrutinized for his P. Diddy ties. Like right at the height of this like album release.
Right.
It's like, oop. What does that mean about you, Beyonce? Are you gonna get fucked up too?
She said,
nobody wants to talk.
I think she's like at that level where like nothing can touch her. Dang. Like, you know?
Julian.
Oh, no.
Like how P. Diddy once was.
She can like she can shut that down. Well, she probably won't even say nothing because that's how she is. But like
she's a silent
bitch. It's the people that egg it on, like 50 Cent posting pictures of Jay-Z telling me where Jay-Z at. Well, he was in Hollywood yesterday next door to my job.
Yeah, I love the album. I'll be playing it for the next couple of
all the way until the third weeks. One come out.
Couple weeks. Y'all got any other thoughts on Act 2, Cowboy Carter?
Great. Two thumbs way up. Genre bending. Changing the world. Okay,
right.
What do you think the next album is?
Rock and roll.
Yes.
That'll be fun.
She's dropping her nuggets already.
Mm-hmm. I hope so. Show me the nuggets.
Oh, let me show you. So the...
Do you think she'll be quick? Or like, she's going to give this a year? Well,
this is already 2 years later.
Well, I mean, like, how fast after this?
Well, this came 2 years after Renaissance, so who knows?
It's been 2 years since Renaissance?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Damn, it feel like last year. Shit.
So it's these photos right here. These are the nuggets she's dropping.
Oh.
And when she got her iHeart Media Award, she thanked Rosetta Tharpe first, which is like a rock and roll blues yeah. lady.
She's the mother of rock and roll. She created rock and roll.
That's another nugget she dropped. Mm-hmm. She said, I just want to give a loud thank you to Rosetta Tharpe.
Well, I mean, you could say that this album was also like...
But you know the Beehive is crazy. They already said like she's already hinting. You got to listen yeah. and pay attention to her.
I mean, y'all called it with the country.
And then watch when she starts switching up her attire yeah. and start wearing grunge. You know it's coming.
I'm here for it.
You know it's coming.
Is that how they dress though? Like, what is like a?
It depends on what kind of rock or yeah, punk. It depends on whatever she goes for.
It's just they like, they dress different.
Yeah, they all have their own like.
Well, if she come out with that mullet again and dark makeup,
that's like grunge and like rock and roll. Like we know
it's coming because
maybe some guy
mosh pit and shit.
She yeah. randomly
well, she mentioned mosh pit and
oh yeah, she said I protect you in the mosh pit.
Yeah,
see,
did she say this?
In one of the songs on Cowboy Carter.
Yeah,
was it Bodyguard?
Yes, I think so. Yeah, yeah, Bodyguard, your favorite song.
Mm-hmm. Doesn't mean it's a nugget.
Yeah,
it is a nugget.
Why would you talk? What else would a mosh pit be? In country.
You gotta listen to Mama. She be hiding it, but also it be in plain sight.
Yeah,
she said you got to see it.
But I think like it can be like a rock album, but it's probably going to be like all of like what went into rock, like jazz and blues.
Yeah,
and
like a mix.
Gospel.
Oh, kind of like how this album is like a mix of like everything.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's going to be like that. Like
that'd be good.
Mm-hmm.
I want to hear like a screamo Beyonce.
Yes, death metal Beyonce.
That would be fucking hilarious.
Bitch, she really can't sing no more. Fuck up all her vocal cords.
She said, bitch, I can do that. She said,
imagine
if I could.
She did. I know.
Hold me a bit.
She said, I can give you some. I can sing throat, goddamn it. That's how I kept my man. You know what I'm saying? That was real. Sorry, Beyonce.
I'm excited.
Me too. Like
Tina Turner, Beyonce.
Oh, my goodness.
Here for it.
She's giving.
Oh, so was Tina. Tina.
Okay.
Was Tina rock and roll?
Yeah.
Okay, so like that kind of music. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But that could be like. Some of like probably what she can put in. Mm-hmm. Who else was black that was rock and roll? Oh, Little Richard.
Little Richard.
Yeah.
James Jimmy Brown. Hendrix. Jimi Hendrix.
Okay.
Lenny Kravitz.
Oh, she's gonna come with the.
Who else is?
She gonna come with the sounds. It's probably already made. It's just sitting right there at her house.
Right.
Waiting for Apple Music to push release. Right. I'm gonna send like a Mayday like to Blue Prince, and just yeah. go release it.
See, oh my, so now you know what happened also with how she broke the Billboard when that video came out in the Super Bowl when she's like, can I break the internet? Have I broke it yet? She like literally broke that shit when this album came out because it's just everywhere.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just talked about, they said this is going to be the most talked about album of the century.
For real.
She said, let me get that check from Verizon. I'm going to break this internet, make a commercial.
I'm not even paying her $30 million for a fucking commercial. $30 million. She could have paid off my student loans. Bought me a house in Long Beach. Nothing special. Like, $500,000-$600,000, that's it.
But it was also funny because even on YouTube, that's the only commercial they play on the ads is that Verizon Beyonce commercial.
Pay me in equity too.
That's the only ad that pops up.
Did I ever tell y'all she owns $6 million stock in Uber?
Damn.
So she performed for them, like Uber corporate people. And she said, pay me in stocks.
Nice.
So anytime we ever get an Uber ride or Uber Eats, you paying a queen. Damn. She getting her dividends every quarter. I wonder how much money is that?
A lot.
Mm-hmm. $6 million worth of stock. I only got $2,500 worth of stock, and I don't get nothing back but like $5 every quarter.
Motherfucker, I don't even got a thing of vegetable stock. I can't do nothing.
Any other Beyonce thoughts?
Do you have any hardcore opposing opinions? Because I feel like you're very critical.
Yeah.
Did your Virgo sister...
Because I don't really... I'm not into the down-tempo, like, slow songs.
So. Oh, wait, you've been for real?
A lot of the songs. Yeah, like a lot of the down-tempo, slower songs.
Like, you don't like ballads and shit.
I'll skip right through, yeah.
Oh.
So, like, unless it's, like a super upbeat, like, song.
So, you don't like Daughters?
No, my boyfriend really does.
Damn, that's so good, though. Like, mm-hmm. That's...
Well, I'm listening to it a lot, because my boyfriend is playing, hearing it.
He said, you're going to like this song.
Better. Okay, so out of all her albums, what is your, like, I guess...
favorite?
Yeah, that's like, okay, I can vibe from start to finish. This is what I like.
Probably Renaissance. No. B-Day?
Oh, yeah, B-Day was very upbeat.
Yeah.
Because Lemonade had a lot of...
Because that used to be my favorite mm-hmm. Beyonce album was okay. B-Day. Until Renaissance came out.
Okay.
And then Renaissance like had me living. And then this one, though, there's a lot of songs on here that are good, though. I'm not going to say that there's not a lot of good songs. There's a lot of good songs. But there's a lot of slow ones that I'm like.
Ugh. So you like more up-tempo Beyonce?
Yes, yes, yes. I like party Beyonce.
But you're not like those
I'm not sad
whites
Beyonce.
That are like, ew, I hate this. This is stupid. So lame. Bye.
Never, never.
But you do appreciate.
I worship the queen.
The music, but you want the party queen 24/7.
Yeah, I want the party queen only. Yeah.
You don't want the queen on downers.
No, I don't want to. I don't want to cry.
Okay.
She's gonna get me out of my cry by dancing.
I'll accept.
I also do like artsy Beyonce, like when she gets like off the radar. And
I feel like her sister is more artsy than her, though.
She is, yeah.
Like hardcore art, which is why I don't know. I can't vibe with her like that. And the only album that I vibe with was "The Seat at the Table." Okay. Was like that was the best fucking album ever.
I liked "Cranes in the Sky."
Yeah, that's from that album. But then the next album that came out, I was like, girl, what the fuck is this? What?
It was
what?
Like, yeah, I remember
see,
that.
See, I feel like you got to have like a particular ear to like Solange music.
Yeah.
And like, I don't have that ear. It's just so hard. It's so hard. But then like, I see at the table, like every single song was a bop.
Oh, okay.
And maybe because it was like very like commercial music. And then like the next album was like, what the fuck was this? Who approved this? Who did quality assurance check on this?
She's like, well, I don't have anybody on my team, so I just released.
Yeah. It's like where those artists, like, they get to a place where it's like, I guess the label has no more control. It's like, I'm going to do this. And then, like, they let them. I feel like that's what happened with Gaga. She came out with the Chromatica bullshit. I was like, girl, what the fuck?
Oh, yeah.
What is this? Well, everything else was so good.
Well, I feel like Solange's vibe was like, she had like that rebrand where she's like, I'm completely indie and artsy now. And like, I'm weird. Like, so like, don't expect to buy my record. Not that you were going to buy it anyway. But now I'm going to like not sell these records the way I want to. So you're not selling them being like Beyonce part two. Because that's what she was trying to do in the beginning, right? It was be Beyonce like number two.
I don't even think so. I feel like she's always been different in her music. Like
really?
From the beginning.
Like in the Disney days?
Well, she was just making music for them.
That's what I'm saying.
But even her music at that time was still way different.
Yeah, I guess.
Okay, so you're Solange. Are you jealous of your sister? Are you happy for your sister?
I'm just like accepting the fact that I'm never going to be as famous as her. So I'll just, I guess, grin and bear it and just take the money that's going to come with me being nice to her.
So it's kind of like you're Janet Jackson and your brother's Michael. And every time they see you, Where's Michael? Where's Michael? How's Michael?
Yeah.
What is Michael doing? And it's like, bitch, leave me the fuck alone. I'm Janet.
But on the outside, I'm like pretending that I'm like down. I'm like, well, Michael is here. Because I know I'm going to get the money.
True.
Because I beat the shit out of Jay-Z.
And I guess it's good because she can like have a more like low-key life.
Yeah.
Because her sister's like...
I mean, that's probably also true.
I couldn't believe how they like swarmed her at that at her nephew's fashion show. Did you guys see that?
No.
She had that chrome cowboy outfit on. I guess she went to New York Fashion Week and her nephew was like walking in like some little small branded show and she didn't tell anybody she was coming. She just showed up. Everybody in the motherfucking show just like ran, like, well, after the show ended, like they just like ran up on her like it was like crazy to like see, like,
what?
Can y'all have some fucking respect and decorum?
Right.
And like she was just like sitting there and like they were just like just like going crazy and like shouldn't y'all be taking pictures of the people that was in the show? And the way her mama looked at one of those photographers, because like they was all in her face, like when she get them like the nasty like black lady, I like, bitch, I'm gonna fuck you up. And then Julius was like standing behind her like trying to flash them, because you know they had those super like bright flashlights, mm-hmm. so you don't get pictures. But like, it was so crazy the way they just like, they just ran up on her so hard, like, and she was just sitting there
like the fuck, all right,
gotta go. And then even the man that right. does the designer, he was like, oh, I didn't even know she was here. He's like, she should have told me. I would have like made sure, like, you know, whatever.
Yeah,
I think she's at that point in her life where she's living for this, like. Crazy, outrageous, like she's the most famous bitch on the planet, like life. I feel like she likes it. Like it feeds her.
It feeds her.
Like Dang. Some like celebrities like can't handle it. Mm-hmm. I feel like she's at a place where I feel like she's mastered at, like how to handle it.
Oh yeah.
She and like now she's just like
I am the queen.
Bitch. I'm living it.
She don't probably listen to she probably read what people say. She probably don't listen or like give a fuck.
Yeah.
Like y'all been talking.
She has to have like a burner or something.
Let all her frustration out.
Because she posted a picture the other day. You know how they made all those memes about the cowboy hat getting bigger and bigger and bigger? Mm-hmm. She posted a photo on her page where her hat got bigger, bigger, and bigger. One of the photos. And somebody's like, this bitch be watching this on the internet. Because, like, why would she do that? I think she likes to troll people too.
She's from Texas. About- Shit. That's
what and, like, I like this Beyonce. Like, she's just like, I'm about to go to McDonald's real quick and start a fucking scene and then just leave.
Do whatever I want.
But I love you, Beyonce. Janelle knows Carter. Can I be on your rock album if you hear this?
It's already recorded, girl.
So was this one, and Tanner Dell got on it.
You were auditioning right now?
I'm going to send her a tweet.
No.
Look here, bitch.
Send it from the crib.
Like, tell your Tony, listen up, bitch. But yeah, I love this album. Damn, she did it again. Michelle was right. Steady raising the bar.
For everyone. We'll never reach it.
Ever. When she leave the bar, she go try to take the bar with her.
Music's canceled.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. No, it's great. Can't wait for the next one. Oh, the visuals. I hear the theory that she... After Act 3, all the visuals will get released.
Okay, that's my theory, too. Like, it's going to be one big movie.
Yeah.
That's my theory, too.
Because also, Ooh. The songs, I feel like, can swap out and be not in the order.
In the order.
In the track listing. Because I feel like this album had a lot of, like, Renaissance influence.
Yeah. It sounded like it could have been played.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know that one, because she only, like, put out fucking short, like,
yeah, little 10 clips.
Second clips that's on a loop. So if you notice the one from the Renaissance where she's walking through like some room
mm-hmm.
and she's in cowgirl attire. And then when she walks into the other room, she's in like all that chrome with the pent up hair
mm-hmm.
and the Prince gun on the couch and she's like drinking. So that's how we know that this album was supposed to be first. Cause then she walks into the next room, which is like, then that's Renaissance.
Mm-hmm.
Because in the first one, she had the jacket on with the shingles. With the cowgirl hat, and she stops in the hallway and she has her hand on the wall. And then the next clip is like her walking through the door, and then she has like the chrome on. So I'm pretty sure, like, probably the visuals for everything is done already.
Yeah.
And it's probably gonna be like a fucking movie that she'll release in theaters again
for more money.
$22.
I'm here for it. I'll watch that one.
Did you watch the Renaissance one?
No.
No.
I haven't watched it yet.
I just wish they would have, she would have like put more about how she like made the album. It was kind of just like, oh, like I hired all these women and to build this stage and all this stuff. Like, fuck that. I don't want to see this. I don't give a fuck. Who wrote this song and how did you do it? How did you come up with it? Who made the sounds? Who made the beats? That's what the fuck I want to see, bitch. How long were you up in that studio? Show me that. I don't give a fuck about who built this fucking stage for you.
None of your business.
But, I mean, I guess it was good-ish. Like, I liked it because I got to see, like, the performances again. But, like, the behind this, like, I feel like her other, like, movie/documentaries had better, like, behind the scenes, like, mm-hmm. info about, like, what the project was and what they were doing. Mm-hmm. Or there was, like, a more, like, especially, like, Coachella.
Oh, like Homecoming, right?
Yeah, like, I feel like there was so much, like, we saw, like, go into the making of mm-hmm. Coachella. That's what I thought the movie was going to be. Mm. And it wasn't.
Queen Bee has done it again. So, yeah,
one strike against you, bitch.
Queen Bee has done it again.
I love you, girl.
Oh, hail the queen. All right. Well, is that about it about Beyonce?
Cause you don't care about her album? That's it? You ain't going to keep it on repeat so she can get these streams.
Shit, she don't need no more streams.
She got all the streams.
She don't need no more streams. You motherfuckers have streamed her the fuck out for this. It's only been out for a week.
She's not even.
Not even a week.
Friday would be a week.
It's like double the sales of Renaissance, right?
Oh, yeah. And I heard it's already eligible for gold already.
And she ain't even hit 7 days yet.
Damn.
The biggest debut for an artist in 2024. She didn't already beat out, what's her name? Ariana Grande.
Oh, definitely.
Did y'all like her album? I liked it.
I didn't.
I didn't.
Oh, you most definitely wouldn't have.
I liked one song. Single.
That's it?
That's all I liked, yeah.
The first single?
Yeah.
Is it me?
Yeah.
Maybe I have like a musical ear. And
okay.
So I just
said you didn't.
Okay, well, fuck mine.
Maybe I just have better taste than
you. Right? I'm sorry.
Yeah, because that was on repeat until Beyonce came out. I was like, hurry up, 329. So you just don't like
ballads and slow music.
You just like upbeat music just 24/7.
I just need a party. I need a rave music or a party or
like stimulation.
Upbeat rap.
So do you not like Adele?
Not really.
Damn.
Because it's just like
she's strict. Oh god, so many.
Like she doesn't have like no dance song.
Restrictions on her.
Like is that like if Adele had a dance song?
How do we open up your
sad
your heart lessons? To accepting of all music?
I don't know.
Do you only like upbeat music too?
No, okay. I love sad girl music.
Oh, okay. Me too. It just gets me.
I know. It's me all my feels.
I know. Okay.
I'm trying to get away from my feels.
These music critics are strict, y'all. Also, I like all of Ariana Grande's albums, every single one of them. I have them all on my phone too.
My boyfriend's her fan. I've been listening to her because of him.
She's very problematic. I don't think I'm a fan of hers, but I do like her music because it's really good.
But if you haven't heard Cowboy Carter, go to your local.
Go stream now.
All right, everybody. I think that was a good one from everyone here at the Beyonce Beehive. I'd like to thank our little bees.
OBC.
Guy.
Big Z.
Christoph. Dr. Mikey. And myself, Nino. From all of us here at the Beehive, you're good enough, you're smart enough, and doggone it, Beyonce likes you. Good night.
Good night,
Long Beach.
Sleep tight.